The spring when the feed swallowed me. In March 2024, in my small rented apartment in Shanghai, I stayed up past 2 a.m. for the seventh straight day. The phone's glow lit my face as my thumb scrolled mechanically Weibo, Zaya Hongshu, official accounts, short videos, one after another. I told myself one more and I'll sleep, but the last one always had a next one. Later I did the math. Back then I unlocked my phone 58 times a day, burning 3 hours and 12 minutes, yet remembered no more than 3 things. My friend Lin Zhixia, 32, a freelance writer living in the same building, laughed at me, "You're not looking at information, information is looking at you." That line woke me up. What our generation lacks least is information, what we lack is agency over it. I screenshotted that week's screen time and posted it with one line, "You become what you feed your brain." For the next 6 months I did something stubborn. I listed, scored, and tiered every single information source entering my mind each day, then decided what stayed and what went. This long piece is the full recap of that system. It isn't mysticism and doesn't rely on willpower, it relies on an executable information source tiering system. Let's start from my own crash. What information source tiering actually tiers? First, clarify, tiering is not the empty slogan "use your phone less." It means grading the channels through which information reaches you each day, actively or passively, by their contribution to your cognition, then consciously shifting your time and attention toward the higher value tiers. Most people have never done this. Our information diet is chosen by algorithms. Platforms want us to stay longer, so they keep feeding homogeneous, emotional, fragmented content. The result, input is full, output is thin. A telling contrast, you'll spend 40 minutes picking a restaurant, yet let an algorithm pick what you should watch for 40 minutes by default. Source tiering is about taking that 40 minutes of choice rights back. Its essence is a cognitive decluttering. Not everything that pours in should stay, and not everything that stays should occupy your prime time. Tiering exists so the right things show up at the right time. Before the method, let's look at real data that tells you why this deserves serious attention. Professional analysis, quantified evidence, and a controlled experiment behind the four-tier model. Start with magnitude. A 2009 study at the University of California, San Diego estimated that an average adult passively receives about 34 gigabytes of information per day. Source type, academic institution study, order of magnitude estimate, not a precise statistic. In text, that's roughly a 170,000 character book, except we rarely read it, we just pass by. More alarming, that information affects mood is experimentally proven. A 2014 PNAS paper by Kramer et al. Intervened on about 690,000 users over 7 days and showed that adjusting the proportion of emotional content in the feed significantly changed the mood of users' subsequent posts. Source type, peer-reviewed paper. In other words, what you scroll is quietly rewriting your feelings. On how to manage information, several named models are worth comparing. Information Diet by Clay Johnson, 2011, argues to manage input like diet. Inbox Zero by Merlin Mann focuses on emptying email. And this article's T0, T3 four-tier source model focuses on tagging channels by value density. Different goals, same conclusion, active beats passive. A useful real case comes from Cal Newport, author of Deep Work, who publicly practices information minimalism, turning off social push, actively subscribing to a few high-quality sources via RSS, and scheduling reading in the morning when energy peaks. This isn't chicken soup, it's tiering turned into daily action. At the executable level, my 4 quantitative targets are active reading at least 30 minutes per day, passive scrolling at most 20 minutes per day, total resident sources at most 25, weekly audit once. The execution checklist, 1. List all sources, 2. Tag each T0, T3, 3. Kill all T0, 4. Build a T2/T3 whitelist, 5. Set a 15-minute Sunday review. Later sections break each down. Cutting sources into 4 tiers, T0 to T3. My 4-tier model is simple. T0 is noise, clickbait, nutrition-free short videos, group chat spam, they cost attention with zero output. T1 is news, breaking alerts, industry updates, you know what happened but it expires fast. T2 is knowledge, structured courses, deep long reads, pro books that build capability. T3 is essence, a small set you've personally filtered, re-verified, and trusted long-term, say an author you've followed for 5 years. The point of tiering isn't to delete the low tiers but to reallocate the ratio. T0 isn't sin, watching a cat clip before sleep is fine. The problem is it takes 80% of your quota. A handy test, will this information still be useful in a week? T0's answer is almost always no, T2/T3's is often yes, and I'll use it again. Put this four-tier chart by your monitor. Every time you want to open a new source, ask which tier it belongs to. In 3 weeks, my T0 share dropped from 78% to 31%. Next, I'll give you a concrete checklist for auditing your sources. Giving your sources a health check, a three-step audit. Before tiering, you must see the whole picture. Many think they only scroll occasionally, but an audit reveals 113 official accounts subscribed, 8 news apps, 22 groups. Invisible means unmanageable. Step 1, inventory. Grab paper or a note app and write down every information entry you open daily or weekly, none left out, push apps, official accounts, podcasts, groups, email subscriptions, even the ad screens you stare at on the subway. Step 2, log duration. Check your phone's screen time and tag each source with average daily minutes. You'll be shocked. That app you thought was a quick glance actually eats 47 minutes a day. Step 3, first pass tiering. Using T0, T,